From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The Brazilian Senate votes to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to begin a process of trying Rousseff on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
Quando uma presidente eleita é cassada sob acusação.
In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government and staging a coup. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will act as Brazil's interim president as the impeachment process moves forward. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and the Republican U.S. Speaker of the House have made an attempt to heal bitter divisions in their party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan expressed optimism about unity in a joint statement issued after meeting Thursday in Washington, their first get-together since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan said last week that he just wasn't ready to endorse Trump's anti-establishment presidential bid. But on Thursday, the House Speaker said the seeds of unity had been planted.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
Well, anti-Trump protesters demonstrated outside the Republican National Committee headquarters where the two men met, shouting slogans accusing Trump of being a racist. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. forces have fired on al-Shabaab militants while taking part in joint military operations with the Somali government and African Union troops. U.S. officials said the incident occurred on Thursday in the village of Sabid, about 40 kilometers west of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. A U.S. defense official told VOA that U.S. forces conducted defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after Ugandan African Union troops came under attack while trying to eliminate a militant checkpoint. A senior Somali official said U.S. helicopters fired missiles, hitting and damaging three al-Shabaab armed cars. The official said at least seven militants were killed. U.S. troops officially play an advise and assist role with the African Union force in Somalia, known as AMISOM. The Western NATO military alliance has switched on an $800 million missile defense system in southern Romania, a move opposed by Moscow. In an interview with Russia's Interfax news agency, the Russian State Duma's defense committee chairman called the missile defense site a direct threat to Russia. But at Thursday's opening of the facility, U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense Robert Work said the Russian criticism is unwarranted.
It was never, ever about Russia. It was always about ballistic missiles coming out of the Middle Eastern region towards NATO allies and U.S. forces in Europe. And I'd just like to echo what the Secretary General has said. We have offered to the Russians to show them the technical specs. We have done everything we can to try to make sure that they understand the capability of the system and why it does not pose any type of a threat to their strategic deterrence.
Well, U.S. State Department officials say the Romania-based defense system was made with Iran in mind because Tehran continues to develop, test, and deploy ballistic missiles of increasing range and accuracy. And finally, Turkish officials say a car bomb exploded in Istanbul on Thursday, wounding at least eight people, both soldiers and civilians. The explosion happened inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood at about 5 p.m. local time, when Turkish military personnel usually leave the facility. Video footage showed flames and smoke coming out of a vehicle, while police and emergency services were at the site. The blast came just 2 days after Kurdish rebels of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, detonated a car bomb close to a police vehicle in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. That attack killed three people and wounded more than 40. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.